waiting for drier days. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, it just seems every year's different when it comes to planting row crops in Tennessee, and for sure this year is no exception.
It's wet. It's wet, and there's still several acres of corn to be planted, and there's folks are waiting on planting soybeans.
Kind of got spoiled last year with the warm weather and dry planting conditions, got a lot of progress made. This year, it's the complete opposite.
Now, those are comments from UT Extension agents in Middle and West Tennessee. And all across the state, the delay in corn planting is noticeable. According to USDA's weekly crop progress report, just over half of the intended acreage of corn has been planted in Tennessee. Last year, farmers were basically finished by now and moving on to cotton and beans. In Weakley County, UT Extension Director Jeff Lanham says despite the gloomy weather,
producers have kept a good outlook, though. Last year was so dry that they're welcoming the rain. They know that it's helping our water table and our moisture supplying capacities to help us get through July and August. Producers are still planning on planting corn probably for at least they're going to hold on for a few more days, maybe to the 15th or the 20th.
Lanham says farmers with better ground and that will be utilizing irrigation can hold off on planting for a couple of more weeks. Now, down in Franklin County, pretty much the same story. Extension agent Ed Burns there says they may be a little further along with their corn planting, but still, it's extremely wet.
They're around the Winchester area. They've seen 4 to 5 inches this past weekend. Then there's another system moving in this next weekend that they talk. But the long range after that looks like we could see some drier conditions.
So despite all the rain, farmers are still optimistic of getting their crops planted. Another positive outlook from all the moisture from the livestock side of the industry as pastures are in great condition and a lot of hay to be cut when it does dry off. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.